Invisible enemy attack in 2020, about a century after the Spanish influenza, what the president called China virus and wags in the administration labeled Kung Flu. It spread across the world in no time flat through respiratory transmission, with epidemiologists cautioning that it could kill millions before we could stop it. One by one, countries closed off their cities, shut down business as usual, quarantined their citizens, demanded people stay home except for essential services like groceries, pharmaceuticals, booze, and cannabis. Finger-pointing became a new national pastime now that sports were banned and concerts canceled. General Trump declared war on the virus, on the immigrants, on Democratic governors, on reporters who ask uncomfortable questions during his daily war briefings, on the states whose governors went into lockdown and won't reopen businesses, on the World Health Organization, on China, on the Democrats who want stimulus dollars to go to testing in the states, on the fake press, on, well, pretty much the same enemies he's been fighting since taking office and long before. The man is a trench fighter, a take-no-prisoner warrior. If war is hell, he's our Satan. The germs, however, seem to be winning. Bodies are piling up in makeshift morgues, refrigerated cars, and storage lockers. Testing is random and haphazard. The general informs us he's completely in charge, but the governors are the ones who should do battle. Respirators, masks, ventilators, they belong to the federal government. States should buy their own arms. When they do, their supplies are confiscated by the federal government, to be distributed at some future date. It's all very confusing. No doubt the fake media's attempt to aid and abet the virus. Some citizens are beginning to chafe over the quarantine. They say their freedom to assemble, their freedom of speech, their freedom of religion is being sacrificed to the virus. They want to go fishing. They want to buy a gun. They want to go to church. They want a picnic on the beach. They think the virus is a hoax and they're sick of being held hostage. The general tells them to listen to his experts, but tweets they should liberate themselves. It's all very confusing. No doubt, the fake news. His attorney general warns that states that do not free their citizens from their chains and shackles in a timely fashion will be dealt with by the federal government. The federal government, under General Trump, has said the states must handle this pandemic themselves. The federal government isn't going to stand on street corners conducting COVID-19 tests, he explained. It's all very confusing. No doubt Chinese misinformation. From my own bunker, it's hard to tell who's winning. It's easier to tell who's losing. For certain, it's all very confusing. Thank God for the daily briefings from the general to clear yesterday's muddle up.